Well, a controversial documentary by a British historian and a wave of criticism against his views on the origins of Islam. Britain's Channel 4 has received more than 1,000 complaints for airing the documentary Islam, the Untold Story. Another 200 people have complained to media regulator Ofcom. Now, the documentary, broadcast last week, was presented by historian and author Tom Holland. He claims that there's little written contemporary evidence about the origins of Islam. Holland questions the date on which the Quran was put into writing. He also suggests that Mecca may not have been the real birthplace of Islam. So far, Holland's received a staggering number of tweets against his views. Channel 4 has defended its decision to broadcast the film and says it's committed to supporting well-informed debate. I switch over to Washington, joined by the Imam of Masjid al-Islam in Washington, D.C., Imam Abdul Ali Musa. Imam Musa, thanks so much for being with us. Channel 4 now is saying it basically that it is committed to supporting well-informed debate, and this is why they have shown this documentary questioning the origins of Islam. What's your take on that, Imam Musa?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. From here, it seems like it's a continuation of the misinformation war relating to Islam. It also shows that the Western media, under Zionist control, feel free to air anything that they would like about Islam. In many cases, they like the Danish conspiracy, which was supported by people like Daniel Pipes. This, many cases done to cause a negative reaction amongst the Muslims. For instance, if they say something incorrect about Islam, and some of the Muslims feel very emotional about it, and then they react emotionally, then the same media that propagated the lie will say, see, the Muslims don't believe in free dialogue. They don't believe in discourse and discussion. They only believe in violence and fist raising and burning. So this is the way we view this information, misinformation by the British media. Is that in many cases they want to provoke a negative response from the Muslims. We hope that the Muslims continue to deal with these issues the same way Press TV is dealing with it, in an intellectual forum, because the points that they bring up are so indisputable for Muslims that we don't have to worry about the misinformation. We have to worry about the image that it puts in the minds of the general public and how we respond to it.
What do you think about the timing of it all, Imam Musa? We know that we have seen a growing Islamophobic behavior, especially in the Western world. Looking at it from a journalistic perspective, for example, questioning whether Prophet Muhammad, whether Islam started in Mecca, looking from a Western audience perspective, intellectually, not sure exactly what it's trying to prove, but what about the timing of all of this with this wave of Islamic phobic behavior that we're witnessing?
Okay, remember, right this minute, well, you know, last year when we were in Tehran, that was a wonderful Islamic Awakening conference. Right after that conference, this Islamophobia took on a new height. It took on a new height because many things are happening at the same time. In the world right now, there's a global transformation going around. Islam, there is an awakening process. There is a transformational process going on amongst Muslims and non-Muslim populations. What the West wants to do is control the direction of change. For instance, if there's a problem, first let's go to the three enemies that we have to deal with. Number one, militarily, is the American military. When they want to crush Muslims anywhere in the world, physically they bring in the U.S. military. For instance, in Iraq and also Afghanistan.
Just give me one, now, two, three, Imam Musa. I'm sorry, because we're in the news. Give me the other two
examples. Okay, we have the Zionist. We have the Zionist media. All right, and then we have the Saudis, who are the fifth column against the Muslims. So wherever you go, if you see fitna in Bahrain, it's because the Saudis are propagating it. If you see fitna in the Muslim world, it is because Prince Bandar, that Saudi front, is there undermining the Muslims and their mutual cooperation. If you see excessive bombings inside of Iraq right today, you go back to the root, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's Iraq, wherever it is, you'll find that it is a Saudi money behind these whole issues. Therefore, we have those three enemies we have to fight. And remember, any fitna that comes toward the Muslims today will come from those three enemies: the American military, the Zionist media, and the Saudi front.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Imam Abdul Aleem Musa, the Imam of Masjid Al-Islam in Washington, D.C.